Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this one says that mom bods are hot too, but she's probably not even a mom, just fat. Many men would probably find her sexy if they pounded whiskey for an hour or two before pounding her. It's not the fat that's that bad, it's all the body graffiti that she's covered in. Also, if she's a mother, her kids didn't do that to her, she did it. By not staying in shape and not having any discipline when it comes to eating. If she looks like this, then odds are her kids are spoiled and probably fat too. Up next, speaking of fat, this woman thinks that she's still single because men like bad girls instead of good girls like her. Most men also don't like getting steamrolled in bed. The male equivalent would be a short, scrawny guy saying that he's still single because women like bad boys instead of nice guys. No, the real reason he still be single is because he isn't physically attractive to women. Just like she isn't physically attractive to men. She knows that and is just posting this for attention. Number three, back when protests against the deportations in America were happening, they were also taking place in Canada, Western Europe, and Central America. What I'm glad to see is that people in Eastern Europe don't care. And because of that, you just know that the protests are in part to destabilize the West, and it's being done by Soros and NGO money. Remember that these protests in other parts of the world were never about illegal immigration, but instead about destabilizing their countries. Moving on, let's hope that they don't ruin one of the last franchises from the 80s by making Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. And Rick Moranis is coming back too. It just wouldn't be Spaceballs without him playing Lord Helmet. He should wear this thing around New York as promotion for the film. I'm hoping the Lucasfilm allows them to sell action figures, because who doesn't want a Lord Helmet figure? They better hurry up, though, because Mel Brooks is about to turn 100. Number 5, what are your thoughts on Magic Johnson's son? If his son doesn't have AIDS yet, he soon will, and that AIDS seems to run in the family. Also looks like Magic Johnson failed as a father. But seriously, you just know that his son would dominate if he played in the WNBA. Also, Magic Johnson's son looks like the hooker that Magic got his HIV from. Magic's son looks like he's going to let men play ball with a hoop in his hindquarters. Up next, what do all these women have in common? With bangs like those, no one is ever going to want to bang them. Maybe they should be institutionalized. Or maybe they just have bad odor. They have to be in college or work remotely because no business would hire them to work in the office or with clients in customer service. The one on the bottom right looks like Jim Carrey in one of those In Living Color skits where he played a masculine woman on steroids. Number 7, women want a man that's taller, stronger, makes more money than they do, but they still want to pretend that they're equal to him. Actually, from my experience, they pretend to be superior to him and tell him what to do, and disrespect him so much that he eventually walks out the door, or if he remains with them as a sad shell of a man. They want a billionaire 10 that does everything they want him to do. These types of women instead need to learn to enjoy their cats. Moving on, Femmes POV says that men invented God because they cannot stand that women create life. Of course, they won't mention that they can't create life without the help of men. Then again, in their own imaginations, they're capable of parthenogenesis. Speaking of women creating life, I'll just leave this here. Thanks to Roe vs. Wade, women have been destroying a lot more life than they've been creating. Remember that men hold up to 2 billion lives in our balls. Number 9, Lewis Pullman is set to star in Spaceballs 2 with his father Bill Pullman. I hope he's also named Bob in that movie as well as everything else he's in the future. Maybe he's going to be the Spaceballs version of Kylo Ren. He'll play Lord Helmet's apprentice, Dark Bob. I hope the Spaceball writers are listening to this. They need to make fun of the Star Wars sequel trilogy. Bob also looks a little bit Drew-ish to me. Up next, this wife makes her husband pay her monthly $206 woman tax, because women have it harder. Only a simp would believe that women had it harder in the past, and only an even bigger simp would pay for what amounts to male reparations for the pain and suffering of her female ancestors. This is just like paying for a cheap escort, except you have to deal with the downsides. It's always the fat and unattractive women that pull this sort of nonsense. Number 11, meet Youngling. Looks like Anakin is ready to take care of her the way that he took care of the other younglings in Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. I think that George Lucas might have been inspired to call them younglings after watching The Dark Crystal, where they have Gelflings. The only thing I take offense at is that he's got those Bitcoin laser eyes. Not exactly the best guy to be out there promoting Bitcoin. Moving on, why is it the case that 60 to 80% of men are no longer getting married, or even dating? because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Today's women are looking for a retirement plan because they aren't preparing for their future. And most men are waking up to that. Plus, they see men as monsters filled with toxic masculinity. They insult us and still expect us to work for them like slaves. The next two decades are going to be fun watching civilization implode. Number 13, what gender is this person? They look like they have female eyes and boobs, but at the same time they have a beard. The answer is not male, not female, or one of those thousand genders that the left imagines. Instead, their gender is Marxist, because that's the one gender that likes to screw everybody over. Since this person is pro-Muslim, I hope that they're prepared for enrichment by taking flying lessons. Up next, your month will equal your girl. My month is definitely September, because I heard that she's got a great personality. October also looks like she ate all the other months combined. But seriously, I'd be happy with February, April, August, or November. It also looks like the person creating this may have actually forgotten something. Either that or he was rushing through it and made a mistake. Number 15, this woman is trying to get attention by asking if she was a lifeguard, would you actually let her save you? Giselle says, I'm pretty sure that I'd let any lifeguard save me. But on the bright side, at least this woman is trying to be more useful to men than just having sex with us. I'd let her save me any day of the week because her booty alone would make a great flotation device, as well as those two chesticles, which look rather buoyant enough to me. Moving on, Viking Barbie here is wondering why bro behind her is staring at her, because she pulled down her workout pants ever so slightly. Then again, maybe he's just smiling and laughing at her because she's muscular, tattooed, and desperate for attention. I've always got that autistic stare that even when I'm happy, I still look upset. I wouldn't even notice that she exists, the way that women don't notice that 80% of men exist. Number 17, women play predictable psychological games with dudes. First, they say that men don't fit into women's spaces. Then when men create their own spaces, they claim we are excluding them. Once we let them in, they say we don't fit into women's spaces anymore. It's all meant to gaslight us to make us go insane. When we go our own way, we have our own personal space that they can't enter. And that's one of the reasons they're pissed off that men go in their own way. The less we meet them in real life, the more women will melt down. Up next, hey everybody, look, I found Waldo. He sure looks like quite the brown noser. That perverted bastard has the strangest of hiding places these days. Imagine her inviting you over for some bedroom action, and the first thing you see is Waldo. Gee, that sure gets you in the mood now, doesn't it? Someone needs to make a version of Muhammad, but unfortunately it's going to be a lot easier to spot him. Number 19, this woman thinks that she's worth $6,000 a month. If you ask her what she's doing, she's going to show you this list to either get you to pay for some of the items, or because she wants you to know that she's too busy working. I call BS on a few of these. $3,000 a month for rent is steep, and who ends up paying $500 a month for her phone? I can understand back in the days when we had long distance calls, which were a fortune, but I'm calling BS on this one. Moving on, apparently here's the difference between what liberalism does to women and what conservatism does to them instead. If she's really a conservative woman, then why are her chesticles showing? Probably because she used to be a liberal woman until recently and just hasn't bought new clothes yet. All women are liberal. The ones that say they're conservative are just pretending because they want a conservative man. Eventually, they all change back. It might take many years, but I've seen it happen. Number 21, here's your friendly reminder, ladies, to not drink while pregnant. Yes, the left wants us to believe the world is ending from this mildly retarded grifter. She looks like an Australian 46-year-old male diving instructor. If you think she's hard on the eyes, then let me relieve your eyes of the pain by showing you a picture of her sister Beata. Those chesticles and thighs are definitely easier on the eyes. Just don't listen to her sing. She's really bad. Up next, Annie says that she's single and despite sleeping with 300 men a year, none of them tick off any of her boxes. No, she's single because she's had too much mileage and no one wants to marry a rent-a-broad instead. I would also argue that her box has been ticked way too many times at this point. Since this article came out, she's gotten engaged. How big of a simp do you have to be to humiliate yourself by being with a woman used this many times? Her body count is in the quadruple digits, and he risks serious disease. Number 23, name one thing that destroys marriage. Sure, women, mic drop. But seriously, you losing frame and the woman losing respect for you. But the most important reason has to be that men don't put the toilet seat back down, and women hate that. If a woman complains about a toilet seat, then I put both the seat and the lid down, and then if she complains about the lid, I pretend to get pissed off. pun definitely intended, and stop putting the toilet seat down entirely. Moving on, in the UK, the Metro paper says that British mothers will have to accept that their sons will die for NATO. Looks like they're trying to destroy as many undesirable Western men as possible, because you just know that the Mohammeds won't be fighting for NATO. Of course, this is also written by women, the more empathetic gender. They tend to think that male lives are disposable. Do you know what would be a better idea? Sending all the feminists and man-haters to the front lines instead as drone fodder. Number 25 in the last one, this woman said no sex with men because Donald Trump was elected. Oh no, what will the Chads ever do now that they can't sleep with a woman like her? I would see not sleeping with her as a reward and not a punishment. Maybe she can put on a brightly colored wig and roll with this group of unboinkables. By the looks of this, it sure appears that AI has its uses after all. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe, links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.